The Hayes Chamber is celebrating some new members. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger talks to us about that, as well as all of their upcoming events on this episode of the Post Podcast. You've got some new members down there at the Hayes Chamber. You want to start off with that?
We do. So Rhonda has been so busy this month signing up 4 new members. And so if we can just jump into those, that would be great, James.
Yeah.
So our first one is the Albright Agency, LLC. If you are in need of farmers insurance, right now they've got actually a pretty cool deal where you can sign up. You can save sometimes up to 20% when you bundle your auto and home insurance. So feel free to go check out Greg Albright. He's located at 2705 Vine Street. And then another one of our new members is Midwest Business Solutions. And this is a dynamic team. So Stuart Schmidt and August Flieger, I don't know if you've had the chance to meet them or not, but they do branding and sales partnering with businesses. And they can completely do marketing campaigns, which include web development, photography, video, and they can also order promo products, which Rhonda famously calls them tchotchkes around our office. So,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like pens, pencils, keychains, I don't know, bottle openers, things like that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I love those.
Yeah, they are happy to help you. They are located at 111 East 8th Street, and we'll be talking about them a little bit later this morning because we'll be celebrating them with a ribbon cutting. Right next door to them, actually, is Home Elements by Jenny, and she also joined our chamber this month, too. So we'd like to welcome Jenny Schaefer. She's got a beautiful home decor store, and she offers accessories, home accents, and so many lovely items that you can use to fill your home with things that just really make it warm and inviting. And she also does refinishing of furniture that's in need of tender love and care. So if you have any of those needs, please go see Jenny at 119 East 8th Street.
That's very cool. Now, before we move on to this last one, both of those businesses are relatively new, right? Well, actually, so wait, all three?
Yes, all three of them essentially have opened up, I think, relatively within the last couple of months of 2020. So, you know, that's been a challenging year for so many. But in the midst of challenge, we see all these things that we can celebrate and be proud of in our business community. And that's when you have these pioneers who are trailblazing and opening up their own businesses. And we are so excited that they've decided to choose the Chamber to help partner with them to make sure that they're set up from success from the get-go. So just so proud of all these business owners and are excited to welcome them to our Chamber team.
Yeah, that's very cool. New businesses, new chamber members. This is a win-win-win. New places to shop or get some services here in town. I love all of this. It's great.
Absolutely.
But
it's exciting.
Yeah, it really is exciting. But you've got another chamber member, which is a group that's kind of near and dear to our hearts here, to I think everybody here at Eagle. You want to talk about that one as well?
I sure do. So Robert E. and Patricia A. Schmidt Foundation. So obviously Bob Schmidt was a trailblazer for our community, and he and his wife Patricia did so many things to make sure that Hayes was set up for success so many years into the future, and we are proud to have them sign up as a chamber member this month too. For those of you who may not be aware, they've done some significant contributions for Fort Hays State University, Hayes Medical Center. They've donated to several civic groups around town, specifically, you know, the Arc Park that is being built as we speak. And they've just done so much for our great community. So, again, thank you to Gary for signing up to support our chamber. We are excited to be able to kind of showcase all the different ways in which they make our community such a wonderful place to live, work, and play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is something I don't think we've ever really talked about. We talk about businesses all the time and all the benefits to the businesses in the area to joining up with the chamber, whether it be yours or a regional chamber or a chamber in their location. But, you know, if it's a foundation or a civic organization like this, somebody that's geared towards philanthropy, is it important that they enjoy or join up these chamber organizations as well? Or is that just kind of give them a bonus, a benefit, a little bit extra reach into the community maybe?
So I think that's a great point, James. So sometimes people are like, well, you know, we receive contributions from folks and we want to make sure that we're spending those dollars as smartly as possible. And I think the thing that makes the Chamber of Commerce, especially a strong chamber, so good is that it just puts additional touch points. It keeps things front of mind and top of mind for folks. It lets us speak on your behalf and say, you know, if you've got these things going on, we can advocate for you, just as we're doing right now for our new chamber member businesses. If they would have different campaigns or things going on, it's our job as a chamber to make sure that we're putting that information out there in a never in an another level to where people can see that. So absolutely do we feel that it's a great way. You know, we've got our business connection section of our newsletter, too, in which we utilize that space quite a bit to talk about our nonprofits when they have different things going on. So absolutely a great way to spend those dollars smartly, as we think that that gives those entities greater reach to kind of make sure their campaigns are successful, that they can provide services to the folks in our town and in our region, really, who need them the most.
Very cool. Just out of curiosity, and by no means do I expect you to name anybody or call anybody out, but do you have some other foundations that are members of the Hayes Chamber?
We do, actually, the Heartland Community Foundation. So they are actually going to be featured in a chamber chat actually this Friday. And then the Hayes Med Foundation, of course, is a part of that. And then the USD 49 Foundation for Educational Excellence is also a chamber member. So we are very pleased to have those organizations be a part of them. And I think I've hit them all, but if I've missed anybody, I will do my best to make sure we get you a call out very soon.
Very cool. Yeah, there are a slew of great foundations and nonprofits in the area. Just do amazing work. I love chatting with them and hearing about all the developments on those from the nonprofit angles. But you've got a whole lot of events going on this week, too, that we want to get into. Should we move on to that, or is there anything else you want to hit on before we get there?
No, I think that's a fantastic segue, James.
Okay.
So this week we have quite a few different events going on, and we're so excited that we still get to do events, whether they're virtual or in-person, so we have a mix of both this week. So Wednesday, our Hayes Young Professional Membership Development Committee team, they will be meeting at 12:30, and that will be a virtual meeting. And if you visit the Facebook page, you should be able to find a URL to get you into that meeting. If for any reason you have any difficulties finding that, feel free to give us a call here at the Chamber office at 785-628-8201, and we can go ahead and send you that link. And then, again, we had talked about our Midwest Business Solutions. Their ribbon cutting this week will actually be a virtual ribbon cutting, and that will be on Thursday at 4 p.m. And so we're very excited to feature them on our Facebook page. So obviously we've been doing a lot of our events virtually, too. So if people can't attend in person, they can still watch from home, or maybe they don't have time during their business day to watch, so they can check that out and see all the different things that they have to offer. I'm excited to go check out their new location. And then Friday is actually going to be a very busy day for us here at the Chamber, and we love busy Fridays. Of course, we talked about the Heartland Community Foundation. Their chamber chat will be an in-person chamber chat, and that will be located at 1200 Main Street, so the Chestnut Building. And we'll have that kind of foyer area and just the front office area that we'll be just talking about their Twice as Nice campaign. So you talk about all the different ways in which these foundations help the community. The Twice as Nice campaign is pretty fantastic because when you donate, that's going to get matched. So we will be talking about that in some greater detail. So feel free to join us Friday at 9 a.m. for that. And, of course, like I said, if you can't join us at Friday at 9 a.m., that information will be available to watch later on that day on Facebook. And then this isn't even our last event. Usually on a Friday, the last Friday of the month, our membership lunch is our last event. And we will be having that at noon, and that's going to actually be sponsored by our friends at Vive Broadband. And we are very pleased to have the program Hayes Catholic Schools Update. And, of course, we'll have Chad Meitner. He's the principal at TMP Marion. Rachel Wentling is the principal at Holy Family Elementary. And then Troy Ruta is the TMP Advancement Director. So they will be joining us to give us an update as to what they've been doing, and we're very excited to see kind of some of the things that they've really done to make sure their students are getting as much of a strong education this year and last year as possible. That registration for that lunch is actually full at this point in time, but for those who have RSVP, that will be at noon again at Smoky Hill Country Club.
Okay.
And then our final event for this week is actually going to be our young professionals hosting their first social hour of the year. So that'll be Friday evening, and they're going to be kicking it off at 5:30 at Fuzzy's Taco Shop. So obviously, one of our newer chamber members, too, so we're excited that they're going to go check them out. But you can RSVP for this event on the HYP Hayes Young Professionals Facebook page. So if you can't figure out how to RSVP for that, feel free to give us a call here at the chamber office, and we'll get folks signed up to attend.
Very cool. All kinds of fun stuff going on this week.
I know. And the only other big thing, I will just give a quick shout-out to one of our other chamber members. So the Strand is going to be having their wedding expo this Saturday, January 30th.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
I know. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and, of course, they're located at 1102 Main Street. So if you're getting hitched and need to know about all the things that you need to know about when you're getting married, definitely go check them out. It'll be very informative and a great way to see some of our other chamber members who will be featured that day, too.
Yeah, that's very cool. I think, and I haven't seen their lineup, so I can't confirm this. Maybe you know, but the idea was to have the local wedding companies or vendors, I don't know the right word, but anyway, the folks that work in the wedding industry have the locals gather together there, which I think Absolutely. Is just really cool.
Yes, he's doing a unique thing to partner up with a lot of local businesses to make sure that we keep as much business in Hayes in our county as possible. So a shout out to Dustin and Lainey Roats for making sure that that happens. We love to see people shopping local, of course. That's what we're all about here at the Chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of really good cheerleaders for the community right there. But we're quickly running out of time. We've got just about a minute left here. I know you've got some community guides that are coming out this week as well. Maybe that's a good way to leave it off.
Sure. So we are actually taking our 2021 community guide to print this week. So very excited about that. Our friends at Northwestern Printers do such a phenomenal job. We actually print off 12,000 hard copies of that every year and utilize that as a tool for showcasing Hayes to potential people moving here for workshops and conferences that are held throughout the community. And then we also use them in our hotels for people who are visiting. And then, of course, we have different workshops that folks who live in Hayes attend throughout the year. And those are just all different ways that we showcase that piece. So just wanted to give a shout out to Melissa Dixon and Brandon Cooley from the Hayes Convention and Visitors Bureau for helping me and Scott Gross with that project. It's such a big project every year, and we're so excited to see it in print.